Earlier this year,
I walked the halls of my high school
for the last time.
I went to my last college lecture.
I saw some of my classmates and teachers
for the very last time.
And I didn't even know it.
I had so many expectations of what was to come.
Senior breakfast.
Prom.
The feeling when you finish the last exam.
Being the first person in my family
to get handed a college diploma.
Walking across the stage.
All eyes on me.
Good luck hugs.
And final waves goodbye.
It's supposed to be my time.
My time.
My time.
My time.
A celebration of hard journeys and sweet victories.
Proof that I didn't quit.
But in a blink of an eye,
everything changed.
And despite celebrations lost,
victories not received,
honors not given,
I'm taking something with me.
Not something taught in class,
but something taught
in life.
I can do all things.
All things.
All things.
I can do all things through Christ,
who gives me strength.
But it's not just about me.
There's still some people I have to thank.
Because no one crosses the finish line alone.
I want to thank my parents for believing in me no matter what.
And reminding me every day that I can do anything I set my mind to.
For praying for me every day and pushing me.
I want to thank my coach for convincing me that I can do anything.
I want to thank my professors for helping prepare me for God's plan for my life.
It's for helping me stay confident.
You helped me stand strong even when I didn't think I could.
I want to thank my choir and drama teachers for showing me how to use my talents in a way that honors God.
I want to thank my parents for helping me fulfill my dreams.
And told me the truth, even when I didn't want to hear it.
I want to thank all of my teachers
for going above and beyond to help me succeed.
Showed me how to embrace creative thinking.
Hopeful living.
I want to thank my small group leaders.
You pointed me toward God.
For I will stand in His strength.
I'll step out with grace over grief.
With courage over fear.
I will love God.
I will love others.
And I will make my mark in this world.
I'll make my mark in this world.
And I will make my mark in this world.
I am a graduate.
Well, good morning and welcome to Sunrise Community Church. It is good to be here with you this morning, this Sunday, May 31st. And it's hard to believe over 2 months have passed since we stopped meeting in person over there at Sunrise and went online. And what an incredibly interesting 2 months it has been, right? For some of us, it has been exciting to see change and to adapt to that. For others of us, it has been hard. It has been challenging. And it's been hard to even trust God through this season. And yet, here we are, and God is still on the throne, and He's still at work. He's been working in my heart over these last 2 months in an amazing way, and I know He's working on yours. And so, I'm just wanting to stop for a moment this Sunday morning and praise God because He's been at work in the good times and in the hard times. And even while it seems like maybe we haven't been going through this together because we've been so far apart, the truth is God's Holy Spirit is in us and at work in us and continues to bring unity. And I pray that our church and our church family would be one that is marked with unity. We have some interesting news coming up, right? Because it seems like every other day there's some new news from the federal government saying, here's what we want for churches, now to the state government saying, all right, we've put out some guidelines for churches to meet. And so we wanted you to know that coming up next Sunday, we will begin to have limited services on campus. And over this next week, we will be releasing quite a bit of information for specifically what that will look like. So we're going to ask you to keep an eye out on the e-news that comes out on Wednesday, also on Pastors Live on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We will be discussing in depth what this, we could call it a soft relaunch, will look like. And we want to be sure it's something that we're able to accomplish safely, but also in a way that honors the Lord to bring unity in the church. So again, be watching for much more information in your email as well as in our regular sources like Facebook and even on our YouTube channel. We'll be putting information out there. Well, it's graduation week, and you notice by that video we started the service with that we want to honor our grads today, our high school graduates, and even college and grad school graduates that they don't get to walk across a platform this year. And so we are encouraging you, I just reach out. If you know someone close to you, or maybe even not so close to you, that has just graduated, reach out to them, give them a call, give them a text, send them a message, send them a note, send them a gift. Send them some money. You don't know how that's going to encourage them. The class of 2020 will always be remembered for being in the midst of the COVID crisis. And yet, I think they'll also be able to look back and see a time where God faithfully worked through it all. And so, yes, today we celebrate our grads. We congratulate you all out there. And as you know, for the last 5 years here at Sunrise, we've had a tradition of giving Bibles to our high school seniors. And that has not even changed at all this year. We're doing it again. But this year, instead of being able to have those available as we have in years past for all of you to sign and highlight and all of that. This year, our high school volunteer team and our staff were able to do all of that. So they have highlighted and written personal notes to all of our graduating high school seniors. And I just pray that they are encouraged through that as they receive these Bibles and take them off to college or wherever they're going to be over these next several years. We want to remind you that this week we have several offerings for you, starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with the Backshed Bible Study. That's the one I get to lead on Facebook Live. We also post that one on YouTube as well. And then Wednesday at 2 p.m. is Pastors Live. And again, this will be a special edition this week, talking about what we're doing moving forward in our relaunch plan. Then Thursday afternoon, the Luke Miller podcast comes out. You can get more information about our podcasts or access them directly by going to sunrisecommunity.church. And on that main page, you'll be able to get more information there. We'd also like to extend a special welcome today to all of you who are joining us here for the first time. And we'd encourage you to go to sunrise.church/welcome and tell us you're here. Tell us how we can be praying for you, how we can be encouraging you, or if you're a regular attender and you have some prayer requests for our staff to lift up on Tuesday mornings and Thursday mornings when we meet, please do fill out one of those online connect cards. Again, that's sunrise.church/welcome. Well, this is the point in the service where we receive the offering as part of our worship time. And we want to remind you that a great way to give is by setting up a recurring gift through what we call push pay. And you simply, instead of mailing your check in like a lot of you have been doing, you can go straight to our webpage at sunrise.church/give and set up a recurring donation or a one-time donation. And the other way that you can do this, for those of you who really love to text, you can text Sunrise CC to 77977. But great ways to give, and we continue to encourage you to give towards Sunrise. I could not be more excited for how God is working in this church right now. And I believe wholeheartedly in the mission that He has called Sunrise to. And I am thrilled that you are also a part of it. So let's pray together as we receive the offering and then as we continue our worship service. So Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning that you are here amongst us, whether it's online, whether it's just sitting in a living room, whether we're sitting by ourselves, we know that you are in our midst, that your Holy Spirit is alive in us. And we praise you for that. And thank you for the amazing privilege, Lord, that we have of being a part of your church. And we pray that you would do, continue to do, I should say, an incredible work that only you can do. And so thank you for those that are giving, Lord. Thank you for these gifts. May they be used to honor you in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's continue to worship together.
Beam thou my vision, make this your prayer.
Beam thou my vision, Good morning, Sunrise, and welcome back to another Sunday. I hope you're excited. I am. We are on week three of our Haggai series, looking at what it looks like to get restarted. And so far, we've taken a look at really what it means for us to stop procrastinating and get going. We've looked at what it means to obey God. That's what it was last week of stopping, pausing for a moment, looking and listening to where God is calling us, and then going. And today, we are looking at priorities. And today's a special day as well, because we're celebrating our grads and all of our graduates, whether it's high school, whether it is college, whether it's master's, and every level, we're celebrating that. Personally, I was really trying to convince Sarah to let me dress up in my PhD robe and talk from there, dressed like that, but this is what we landed on this morning. I did not win that argument. So this is what you get, but I thought, what a perfect passage for us to look at, which talks about priorities. And for graduates, I'm sure you know there's these moments where that you're going to have to make big decisions and realize what your priorities are. For me, I remember a moment when I was graduating Bible college, and I had a few options of places that I could go. There was school and go on to my master's degree, or there was a job at a camp out in Kelowna, British Columbia, right on the lake. It was sponsored by Mastercraft, and so there's four beautiful ski and wakeboard boats right in the harbor and in their dock. It came with a cottage right on the lake, and it was really everything that I dreamed of and everything that I really wanted. Yet, I felt that I was getting pulled in another direction. And it wasn't me who was doing the pulling, and it wasn't Sarah who was doing the pulling. It was God who was doing the pulling. And that started our journey of how we ended up in Israel. As God was opening doors for Israel, it seemed like this perfect opportunity where you get to spend summers on the lake and at camp life. We weren't being pushed there. What were our priorities? Now, it's easy for me to look back and say, yes, there was probably some selfish priorities, even as I just listed it, of ski boats and wakeboard boats and cottage on the lake and everything about camp that I love. I realized that God was saying, there's more. And that's what God is telling Haggai to deliver to the people of Israel as we take a look at the third installment of this series as we start to get restarted. And so for grads, a special congratulations to you, especially as you start to look forward as what's next. Yet we want to get our priorities right. For us as a church, as we look to get restarted, we want to get our priorities right and see what that looks like. Let's read from Haggai chapter 1. We're going to be reading from verses 12 to 15. And we're continuing along the story of Haggai giving these motivational speeches to the people of Israel and getting their priorities right. And so let's read from verses 12 to verse 15. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord, their God, had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave the message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up a spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and son of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people of Israel. And they came and they began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God. On the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. This is something great. We see that in this passage, God's people respond to God quickly and to the commands of God. They came out and they began to work. They heard what God had said and they obeyed. They heard what God had told them through Haggai, and they obeyed and they listened. In fact, we see in chapter 1, verse 8, God is very specific on what he wants them to do. Go up into the mountains, bring down the timber, and build my house. Let's get going, God is saying to the people of Israel. Enough time has been spent on building your own house. It's time to build my house. Then, as a result of what they heard, they hear God's call. And that's when we get this picture now. Zerubbabel, Joshua, and all of the people obeyed the voice of God. For me, it reminds me of so many hymns or songs that we sing about trusting and obeying who God is. Take a look, a great passage. As we take a look at Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." They feared God and they did not delay. Check out the last phrase in verse 12, where it says, "And the people feared God." And we've been taught so often that fearing God or fear means to revere. And most of the time, that's true. But here it refers to being frightened and worried. Literally, it means to fear in the presence of. It's where we get the term to put the fear of God into them. Where we hear that phrase, and that's exactly what was happening here. This was not out of reverence. They needed a reality check of what their priorities were, and they needed a reality check of what it meant to obey. One verse I keep coming back to when I look at this and what it means to hear God and what it means to obey God and what it means to fear God is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2, that says, "This is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." Psalm 2, verse 11 says, "Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling." What I want us to look at here is, yes, as we start to prioritize, are we really ready to give it all over to God? Are you really ready to give it all over to God if this is changing the landscape of what church looks like for us, of what our own Christian faith looks like to us? We look at this, and we see this response. The people listen. And immediately, we see something happen. And immediately, we see a reassurance that's given from God. God reassures them with his presence. In verse 13, "I am with you. The God of angel armies," that name that we've heard over and over, "I am with you." He promises that when we hear him and when we fear him, there's this realization that nothing can stop his mission and nothing can stop us while we join him on mission. God is not only with them, but he awakens them. And immediately they act. The power of God awakens them in verse 14. "So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the spirit of Joshua, and the spirit of the whole remnant of Israel." And they moved immediately. They woke up and they were ready for action. They were ready to go. Now, when I think of priorities, I think of my time at Bible college. And I think that maybe there were times where I probably had different priorities. Yes, there was those moments in year four of Bible college, and I know it's hard to believe, but by year four of Bible college, I was still single, and I hadn't met Sarah yet, and it wasn't until my second semester of year four. But there's this panic, you know, where we went was was Briarcrest Bible College, but it was known as Briarcrest Bridal College, a ring by spring or your money back. Yet three springs had happened, and I certainly did not get my money back, at least according to student loans, but we're now getting to year four. And I remember, you know, looking up at the ceiling, lying on my bed, in this woe is me moment. And somehow I can remember thinking that my priorities need to change. Forget about school in year four. Like, I didn't know what to do. Yet at the same time, I've got all my friends and we've got other priorities that we wanted to do. And I had all roommates that were from small towns in Saskatchewan. And let me tell you, when there is nothing to do, they know that there is something to do. And I think of all of the Saturdays that we spent, I want to say the Saturdays that they spent, talking about all of these odd things that you could do in Saskatchewan. Remember, I didn't grow up there. I didn't know anything about it. Where we would try things where it is so cold here in the winter that you can't even use this with a freezer that's with your fridge or a deep freeze. But it gets so cold here that if you wanted to pull a prank on someone, you could take a shaving cream can in the winter and stick it outside in minus 40 and leave it there for about an hour. And when you're done, you could take a hacksaw and cut open the can of shaving cream. So it would just be a log of frozen shaving cream. And then we would just chuck it in someone's sock drawer and it would expand as it would thaw to absolutely everything. These were the priorities that I had at Bible college sometimes when I realized, yes, I probably should have been focusing on something else. Grads, I'm not giving you any of those ideas for if you're going off to Bible college or going off to college in any way, and I'm hoping I can get you to sign a waiver that you won't try any of these things or say that my pastor gave me this as a great idea to do. What I'm saying is, as we look at this, there's this awakening of what these people are able to do, of what their potential is, as long as they get their priorities straight. This awakening, the Lord stirring up in Zerubbabel, stirring up in the high priest, stirring up in the people. What are we doing for us? What are we doing for God? Hopefully, as our focus shifts to what we need to be doing is doing what God is calling us. There's a stirring that's happening. There's a stirring in Fair Oaks. There's a stirring in Sacramento. There's a stirring in California. There's a stirring across the globe that God is doing something and that we need to participate with him on it. His power awakes him. And then we see the results. It's not just hearing and obeying. It then comes the reassurance from God of his presence and the stirring of the people for what God will do. But then we see the result. And this is where we have to land this morning of what happens when our priorities are right. The result in all of this, the Spirit stirred. And verse 14 tells us that they began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God. God's workers went from being delayed to being disciplined to this point where they were going and going in numbers and going into the mountains and getting the timber that God had called them and building his house. And I know that it's not the same. We've got a worship center. We've got a campus where we gather. But what God is calling us to do is reflecting what Haggai is saying in Matthew and the Great Commission, which is go out into your neighborhoods. Go out and build his kingdom. Let's get started. Let's get our priorities right. They hear God. They fear him. And there's two extremes that we need to avoid in this, and we need to be careful to avoid in this. One is to experience a stirring and do nothing about it. To hear God's call and do nothing. the other is to try and serve on our own strength without listening to where the Spirit of God is calling us. It's the difference between me saying, oh yeah, I should have gone over to serve at a camp where I would have had all the things that Luke wanted, or going where God is calling, where I served on my own strength because I wasn't going where God was calling me. The other is to just completely ignore where God is calling me. Both trying to serve where God doesn't want me and ignoring the call of where he does. Grads, you've got a lot of decisions that you got to make for what life may look like next year, for what programs you may go into, what jobs you may want to apply for what high school may look like. But my message today is one that is, well, thousands of years old, which is prioritize God. Understand that when you allow him to lead you, great things will come. I have no doubt about it. Is that great things will come. That your potential truly is endless when you put God first. It is a great morning where we get to celebrate this. And I know it looks different this year. But that doesn't mean that your church isn't coming alongside you, that your church isn't praying for you, that your church isn't lifting you up in prayer as you have decisions to make, as you've got worries or anxieties. That's what community is for. That's what we're here for. So as you look to next year, as you celebrate today, remember that you're not alone, that the God of heaven's armies is with you, that the people of God, your community, your church are with you. They care for you. They love you. We pray for you. And we know that you will do great things as you honor God in your life and you go where he is calling you to go. Congratulations, grads. I wish we could all be there celebrating. There'll be time for that. Don't worry. Thanks for joining us this morning. And if you've got questions about who God is, if you've got questions about what it means to put God first, if you've got questions about whether you're focusing on your priorities or God's priorities, reach out to us. We want to connect with you. As we get restarted and we move to gathering back together or whenever that may look like, we still want to come alongside you. We've got a pastoral team working hard. We got staff working hard. We've got volunteers who are working hard to make sure that you do not feel alone. But no matter how many volunteers get sent out, no matter how many people are working on it, at the end of the day, our focus is still on God. And our job as staff is to help come alongside you, focus on God. So reach out to us if you're in need, if you've got questions, and we truly want to be able to come alongside you and help you answer them. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that we can gather together and celebrate who you are. I thank you that we can gather together and give thanks and remember our grads and celebrate with them, even though at a distance. And God, they've got big decisions ahead of them, whether it's jobs or what next year looks like or school or whatever it may be. God, give them peace. God, give them patience. God, give them the knowledge that you are there and make your presence known to them, that you have got great things in store for them. God, our prayer for them is that they will follow you, they will prioritize who you are, that they will hear your call and they will obey. And God, I have no doubt that your kingdom will grow because of our grads, as they follow you. I just pray these things all in your amazing and holy name. Amen. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. And again, a very big congratulations to all of our grads out there. I'm so excited for you, and I'm so excited to get to know everyone more as I hear about where God is calling you and hear stories of how you're answering the call of God. Over the next week, we've got more things happening, from our Back Shed Bible study on Mondays to our Pastors Live on Wednesdays to our podcast on Thursdays. There's ways for you to get connected in this. Stay connected with us. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, send us an email, and the contact is below, and you can find it right on our website at www.sunrise.church. If you're new here and watching for the first time, please connect with us. And there's that digital connect card online. We want to get to know who you are, and we want to share about where God is leading us as a church. So take care, have a great week, and Sunrise, we'll see you next week.